Yeah, I mean, we had some, you know, bumps and bruises, but really significantly, Matt Leiner had a right index finger. Jacoby Ford's got a sprained foot. Goodson just had a little, he had some weakness in his shoulders. And DHB had a shoulder sprain.
To get the ball down twice within real close in scoring range and not deliver either time, how disconcerting is that?
Well, I mean, we got to do a better job of executing down there. You know, we expect to score touchdowns when we get down there. So, you know, that was frustrating that we didn't weren't able to punch the ball in there a couple of times. But we just got to go back to work and get better in that area.
It seemed like the defense, though, Dennis, really, the first team defense especially, was really getting into the backfield and causing a lot of havoc.
Yeah, we got after the quarterback a little bit a couple of times. I wasn't pleased with the first drive. We got to play better there. We gave up a third down conversion there, and a touchdown. So we got to come out better than that. I thought they regrouped after that and played pretty well the remainder of the first half. So that was encouraging. We got to play better as a team.
How about the first team offense? How do you think Carson looked out there?
Well, you know, I mean, I think obviously it's a team game. You know, it looked like he kind of missed the one throw, but. Again, we'll go back and look at it and have a better feel for that tomorrow, exactly what happened, you know, on the play. I think the linebacker might have got a little hand on it. But we gotta execute better. You know, we gotta eliminate the penalties. I mean, eliminate the turnovers, all right? The self-inflicted wounds, they're hard to come back from. So. We got to execute in that regard a lot better.
On the one that got away, you're talking about the interception.
Yeah.
Because there was also like a pass that looked like he had McFadden wide open and couldn't lay.
Yeah, it's a little bit, you know, a little bit wide. You know, just a. I mean, that's the difference in you know, big plays in this league, and you know, go back to fourth down. So. It was one of those that's right on the sideline, you know.
You give them 17 points on two turnovers and a blocked punt. What do you take away from that from a positive standpoint? Or is there anything positive on that?
Well, I mean, I think what did we give up? I can't remember. Was it we gave up a touchdown, and then obviously on the blocked punt was another touchdown. To hold them to a field goal on the one was good. We actually had a chance to get off the field on the other one, and you know, we were in man coverage and they had a nice little play on and we were able to get us picked in the flat and end up scoring the touchdown there. But you know, our motto on defense is, you know, it doesn't matter where we take the field, our job is to get off the field and keep them from scoring points. So we got to do better.
With Goodson and the fumbles, that was a problem you had coming in. And did you guys feel you addressed that problem and coach him up a little bit?
Well, I mean, he'd been pretty good in camp. Obviously, he didn't do a good enough job of protecting the football today. And we've got to protect the football to be able to win in this league.
That's something you guys had worked with him on a little bit when he came in. You had addressed that problem.
Yeah, that was something that we discussed and worked on and you know, up until this point today, he'd done a pretty nice job of it.
Coach, looking at Leiner, he's had some injuries in the past and then hit tonight. Any concerns about durability?
No, not really. I mean, you know, he got up and you know, he had a, you know, pretty good little cut on his finger, so that was the reason why he had to come out of the game. But he hung in there. I thought he played exceptionally well tonight in the limited action that he got.
Did he cut it on that hit?
Yeah.
You're not too concerned because it's his not throwing hand? I think it's not that serious? Or?
No, I mean, we put a couple stitches in it, so I don't know, you know, how bad it is, but it's obviously a positive that it's on his non-throwing hand as opposed to his throwing hand.
No idea on Ford at this point. He had foot issues last year. Just
nothing other than it's a sprain, and I don't know really the extent of it. They took him in and took a look at it, and it didn't seem to be anything abnormal.
What'd you see out of the second tier defensive guys in the second half?
Wasn't good enough. We let him run the ball on us. And then they were able to hit us on a couple passes down the field. So, we've got to improve in that area because some of those guys we're going to be counting on to make plays for us during the year.
Van Dyke had such a good, strong start to camp, and then in 2 weeks in a row in the preseason game just kind of struggled. How do you coach him out of that?
We just got to keep working with him and keep getting him better. Don't let him get his confidence down. Keep competing, and he's still a young player, so every day is a learning experience for him, so we got to keep going with him and keep getting him better.
How about Pryor? I think any progress from Monday? Or?
I don't know. We'll take a look at the tape and see, you know, how he did. We still got to be better getting in and out of the huddle. Our huddle procedure in the second half wasn't good enough.
How much does the kicking stuff just help clear up when Shane's back, both for holding and or could Shane have done anything about that block play? If he would have been back there, would it still have blocked?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we just let the guy on the wing. We just let him go. So it was simple up and under move, and we didn't block him.
Does that do it, everybody?
Thank you.
All right, guys.